It's hour number three of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. This is the hour that we play pre-war recordings, things done before World War II, the big dividing line, actually, before the war and after the war in terms of the world of blues, at least the things that we play here. And you've heard me mention from time to time on the program that we actually run the show in a three-year cycle. We tend to try not to repeat the records within a three-year period, and then after 3 years, we pretend that we've never played them before and start in playing them again. And the same thing is true with some of the themes that we have for particular week's programs, like this week. The one that, if you're a long-time listener, you'll probably have heard me do this before. But this week, during this hour, right now, one of my favorite features is blues pianist Roosevelt Sykes. He was a popular artist. He had hundreds of records. And more importantly, he was one of the main blues composers. There's a body of work that people still listen to and musicians play today that were composed and recorded originally by Roosevelt Sykes. Roosevelt was a vocalist and a piano player. In fact, I've heard people say that Roosevelt Sykes may have been responsible for codifying blues piano, which is sort of an insult. It means he played the same thing over and over again, and this is how you should play blues piano. Roosevelt Sykes was not a piano tickler. That's true, but he played functional piano. It wasn't bad, but the thing that he did that was important was he made some very wry lyrics over the years, and many of his tunes are classics. We're going to include those if I ever stop talking, all right? Roosevelt Sykes was born January 31st of 1906, and he died in July of 1983 of a heart attack. And in the years, he continued to perform and travel and made, as I said, hundreds of records. I think there must be like 8 or 10 CDs full of sides, and most of them have 25 recordings or 23 recordings. There's a lot of records there. We're going to pick up some of the best. Of course, he's not the guy who composed this, but he is the guy who actually he added lyrics to the tune. Little Brother Montgomery and Ernest 44 Johnson, I think, put together the tune called 44 Blues. But it did not have lyrics until Roosevelt Sykes plays it. Brother always criticized Sykes because Sykes was not as good a pianist and didn't play the piano parts as well, but he did write the lyrics and sing them. This is his very first recording. It put him on the map instantly. From June of 1929, he went to New York City for the OK label. This is the original 44 Blues.
And I walked all night long with my 44 in my hand. And I walked all night long, my 44 in my hand. I was looking for my woman, found her with another man. Thought I wore my 44 so long, loud and made my shoulder so. And I wore my 44 so long, loud and made my shoulder so. After I did what I want to, ain't gonna wear my 44 no more.
Thank you.
when my baby sang, she heard that 44 whistle blow. Thought it sound just like, ain't gonna blow that whistle no more.
Roosevelt Sykes and the Original 44 Blues on the OK label from June 1929. Here's another record by Sykes, this one done for the Paramount label, and he often was under contract to one label and would record for another, so he would go in and use a pseudonym. This one he did as Dobby Bragg. It's done in August of 1930. You know, people who claim to have a sense of prescience, understand how the universe operates, will tell you that 3, 6, and 9 are the key numbers to the universe. I've heard that in the black community, 3, 6, and 9 basically stands for shit. And those that play the numbers or roll dice will tell you that it's the shit roll. And that's what Roosevelt Sykes has named his tune. I doubt very many people knew this at the time. If you weren't in the black community, the tune is called 3, 6, and 9.
Fine. All I hate you for is that 3, 6, and 9. In the morning I look for you down about 9:30. And I want you to bring along that gal of mine. You get your steak, theaters, and tea. Yeah, garage, you get your gravy free. Y'all a man should be worried with. You fine kids who believe in your big time. But ain't one thing about you full of that 3, 6, and 9. Now take it, buddy. The fine old boy, and he was tight. He was dressed fine. But I wonder, was he full of that 3, 6, and 9?
now you're in on our naughty secret. On the Paramount label, Roosevelt Sykes under the pseudonym of Dobby Braggs, 3, 6, and 9. And that was from August 1930. Here's another one with Sykes recording under another pseudonym. I think he did this for the Victor label. He had a, I don't know if it was a stepbrother or a half-brother named Willie Kelly. And he used that as a pseudonym. This is not a classic recording in that other people have recorded, other artists down through the years have made this popular. I just happen to like this record a lot. It's a thing called You So Dumb.
My boyfriend so dumb. Can't catch a hint from nothing. Everything I got just come out to tell him. Or call him off to himself. Somebody can be talking about it. He can't catch it. Not unless they call his name. Town. I know how to make the good children. All you gotta do is fool them, tell them you gon' marry them. They fall for that stuff. Do it every time. If you don't believe it, just try my prank. Willie Kelly ain't never known to tell a lie.
If you're just now joining us, we're listening to Roosevelt Sykes and some of his classic recordings during this hour. That was Roosevelt Sykes under the pseudonym of Willie Kelly, recorded for the Victor label, June of 1931, a tune called You're So Dumb. Here's another one. This one is a classic. This is one that's been recorded by other artists, performed by other artists down through the generations. You go to the 1950s, Sonny Land Slim he was the walking cyclone when he played this, he and S.P. Leary together. It's called Highway 61 Blues. It was a highway that paralleled the Mississippi River. I think it went up as far as Minneapolis or Duluth, but started way down in New Orleans and went all the way up. This is Highway 61. It's done for the Champion label in September 1932. He recorded this as Roosevelt Sykes. Yeah, Roosevelt Sykes and the classic Highway 61 Blues from September 1932, done for the Champion label. And you can just, that song alone, you can tell that Sykes actually was a great influence, I would say, on Memphis Slim, and I certainly on Sunnyland Slim as well. Here's another recording by Roosevelt Sykes. That you see piano players, I think both Sunnyland and Memphis Slim covered this one. This was done originally August of 1933 for the Victor label. He did it under the pseudonym again of his, well, it was a half-brother or a stepbrother, Willie Kelly. It's a thing called It's a Classic, I Done You Wrong.
I done you wrong, but I won't do that no more. I done you wrong, but I won't do that no more. You know you taught me a lesson by Mr. So-and-so. My beef come running, but My babe, come right in. Have a merry night and dinner. She ain't hardly got the heart to tell you, but I've got another man. I said bye-bye, bye-bye, girlfriend, bye-bye. I said bye-bye, bye-bye, girlfriend, bye-bye. I can see you and be happy, there ain't no need for me to try. Then she asked me, Daddy, will you try me again? Then she asked me, Daddy, will you try me again? But I shook my head and said, you're now with my best friend. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I know. I found out you're no good, and I had better let you go. I keep on betting. I know I'm about to win. If I keep on betting, I know that I'm bound to win. I'm not watching everybody, I'm only watching my best friend.
And it all comes back to you now, doesn't it? Oh, I heard Memphis Slim do that one. I heard Sonny Land do that one. This is Roosevelt Sykes under the pseudonym of Willie Kelly for the Victor label, August of 1933, and I Done You Wrong. And most of these things, I feature just Sykes on piano and vocal. Here's another one. I don't know that this is necessarily a timeless classic. It's one I've always sort of liked. Done on the Bluebird label, as Roosevelt Sykes in December 1933, this is Big Legs Ida.
Please have a got to aggravate me, see. You know she get like that jelly as she get on the plane.
Roosevelt Sykes, Big Legs Ida, from December 1933 on the Blue Note label. You know, I used to have, and I haven't been able to relocate it, maybe some of you out there listening who have blues photos, there was a time during the 1930s, there was a craze that went through the black community where they would take Muslim names, and it wasn't done in the same, I'd say, spirit of defiance that happened during the civil rights movement, you know, in the early to mid 60s. But for a time, Roosevelt Sykes went by the name of Roosevelt Sykes Bey, B-E-Y. And I used to have a photograph of him with a turban on. And when I sat down and talked to him, I think he and I talked for about an hour. I asked him about that one time. And he danced away from that so quickly, I think he thought the House of Un-American Activities was going to come after him. But apparently it was done in a completely different spirit than was done later. But if anybody out there happens to see that picture, I went online and couldn't find anything anywhere. But I'm looking around for that. Here's another one of Sykes' Naughty Records. This was done for the Decca label. I believe it was done under his own name from August of 1934. This is a record called DBA Blues. And if you were in the black community, you knew that DBA stand for Damned Black Ass, your Damned Black Ass Blues. That's what it's all about.
I hope the next next man that you get, you want to show your DVD.
Roosevelt Sykes and DBA Blues from August 1934, originally on the Decca label. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. We're listening to classic recordings by blues pianist and blues composer Roosevelt Sykes. Here's one of the all-time classics. This dates back to February 1936. Sykes was recording for the Decca label at this point, not as Roosevelt Sykes, but as one of his nicknames. He did a tune called The Honey Dripper, and he became known as The Honey Dripper. And the classic recording, you know, again, made popular during the 1950s and 1960s by Junior Parker, was the classic recording Driving Wheel.
And I ain't gonna rob and steal. People, I don't have to worry. And I ain't gonna rob and steal. My baby gives me everything I need. She is my driving wheel. Said she's gonna leave me, but she said she'd be back soon. She said she's gonna leave me, but she said she would be back soon. Be back early Friday morning, either Saturday in the afternoon. I'm gonna write my baby a letter. I don't want no one to break the seal. I'm gonna write my baby a letter, and I don't want no one to break the seal. That letter goes to my baby. She is my driving wheel. She's my grinding mill. She carries all of my rolling on. She's my grinding mill. That girl carries all of my rolling on. Lord, she's the best driving wheel I had since the day I was gone. Every time she walks, she's shaking a leaf, shaking on a tree. Every time she walks, she trembles like a leaf shivering on a tree. She said, come on, Daddy, here where you get your steak, taters, and cheese.
All right, the original Driving Wheel from February 1936, again done under the pseudonym of The Honey Dripper for the Decca label. Here's another one. In fact, this was the title track. Actually, this is a tune done at that same session, Roosevelt Sykes, piano and vocal, under the pseudonym The Honey Dripper. The name of the tune is The Honey Dripper.
Yeah, pretty mama, I really ain't got no home. Will you let me drip my honey, baby, in your nobody will win your honeycomb but me. Do you realize you're the good girl to have around? Do you realize, Mama, you're the good girl to have around?
Yeah, a tune called The Honey Dripper, by The Honey Dripper, Roosevelt Sykes. That was done in February 1936. That was Kokomo Arnold playing guitar in the background. Here's another one of the classics. I can't say that I believe that Sykes wrote this. Again, he may have, say, codified it, made it fit a standard pattern, but I think almost every itinerant musician, as they wandered from town to town, had tunes with pornographic lyrics or suggestive lyrics. And this is one. Apparently it's clean enough that it could be on a record. And I hear it in Chicago. I heard it in the 70s and 80s and the 90s. Guys would get up and do a version of this. And I assume that Sykes heard guys earlier and contemporary to him doing it and just decided to put it in the form that it would fit in a record. This is from May of 1936 on the Decca label. Again, he's The Honey Dripper, and this is Dirty Mother for you.
Hit me tight, don't let me fall. Put my mule kicking in your stall. He's a kicking mother for you, don't you know? Kicking mother for you, don't you know? He's a kicking mother for you. I wouldn't dare, you know, die. I got a hot dog and it ain't cold. Mama, it's just right. The fit your roll is a fitting mother for you, don't you know? Fitting mother for you, don't you know? I'm a dirty mother for you. I wouldn't tell you no lies. Make out with the way she do. She done something I know ain't gonna work. Me and her one time to get hurt. I'm a dangerous mother for you, don't you know? Dangerous mother for you, don't you know? I'm a dirty mother for you. I wouldn't tell you no lies. There was a blind man by the name of Dale. He couldn't see, but he really could smell. Fish man fed the house the other day. He thought toward the gal, how did I'm going your way? A smelling mother for you, don't you know? Smelling mother for you, don't you know? I'm a hungry mother for you, I wouldn't tell you no lies. Yes, sir. I sat in a man's house, died and his wife. Made a pass me just like the wall to take my life. Ice was on the ground, 6 feet deep. I land on my yes, 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 and stood on my feet. I'm a sliding mother for you, don't you know? Sliding mother for you, don't you know? I'm a hungry mother for you, I wouldn't tell you no lies. Yeah, well. Yes, sir.
don't get hair, he need a shave. If he get mustard, he needs a bathe. A stinking mother for you, don't you know? Stinking mother for you, don't you know? He's a hundred mother for you, I wouldn't tell you no lies. Cause I love that gal, and that's a fact. Raise some sense, she don't take me back, cause I'm a dangerous mother for you, don't you know? And a hundred mother for you, don't you know? I'm a dirty mother for you, I wouldn't tell you no lies.
Roosevelt Sykes and Dirty Mother For Ya on the Decca label, again under the pseudonym as the Honey Dripper, from May of 1936. Hey, there's one more. This one goes back again to February 1936 on Decca as the Honey Dripper, and he sings about that exclusive district in Harlem where all the rich black folks hung out, or where the happening black folks hung out. It was called Sugar Hill.
I'm gonna build me a castle out on Sugar Hill. I'm gonna build me a castle out on Sugar Hill. I'm gonna drink my own whiskey right from my own still. Come on, people, I got a plenty of whiskey made. Come on, people, I already got a plenty of whiskey made. I'm doing good business. I got all of Harlem's trade. I make corn whiskey. I even done makes alcohol too. I make corn whiskey, I even done make alcohol too. You hear everybody crying all over 7th Avenue. Yes, sir. Now listen here. Come on up on Sugar Hill and have a time. Everybody's welcome on Sugar Hill. We stay up until morn, setting that old cone. Yes, yes. Oh, come over there about half past nine. Now come to Sugar Hill. Just about half past nine. Get everything you want, even down to your cherry wine. I'm looking for you up on Sugar Hill. Well, well, tell the truth. Oh, can you come on up on Sugar Hill? You can get everything you want for just $1 bill.
Roosevelt Sykes, Sugar Hill, February 1936, as the Honey Dripper on the Decca label. Hey, let's listen to, we've got three in a row here, and a couple of these are just timeless classics that I'm sure you've heard other artists do. These were all done, let's see, we've got, they were all done on Decca, and he went under the name of the Honey Dripper. Not as Sykes, but in the Honey Dripper. And let's see, the first one was done in August. No, it's done in April of 1937. Then in March of 38, another one. And finally, in February of 1941, we're going to listen to, these are all compositions that he did, and they were great. Nighttime is the Right Time, then Mistaken Life, and 47th Street Jive. It's the Honey Dripper here.
I'm gonna warn you, baby, just before we begin. If you stay out all night, darling, I declare that'll be the end. Oh, nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love. Here's one thing, babe, that I really want you to do. Just love me in a way, mama, and make me think that it's true. Because nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love. Now listen here, baby, will you treat me just halfway right? Don't have me running around, mama, looking for you all night. Because nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love. Now listen, babe, since we've just met, I want you to please be careful, darling. I really don't want you to forget that nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love. Now I want you to tell me, mama, after I sang this song, can I take you with me tonight, darling, and hold you in my arms? Because nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love. Persuaded her to be my wife, yeah, to be my wife. I want to tell you people, I have made a mistake in life, a mistake in life. I left her mother standing in the doorway crying, in the doorway. Left a mother standing in the doorway crying, in the doorway crying. She said, please, mister, don't mistreat that little girl of mine, that little girl of mine. She cut my pledge in two and saved me, she had a pocket knife, a pocket knife. She cut put my plan into you, the same as she had a pocket knife. Yes, a pocket knife. I don't want you young boys and girls to make this mistake in life, this mistake in life. When it comes down to marriage, you better speak once and think twice, speak once and think. When it comes down to marriage, you better speak once and think twice, speak once and think twice. Because if you make this mistake, you done ruin the rest of your life, yeah, the rest of your life. Try not to make this mistake in life. You only live one time, you only live one time. Try not to make this mistake in life. You only live one time, only live one time. Driven from door to door, always trouble in mind, yeah, trouble in mind.
Nightingale, don't talk me to death because I ain't ready to die. Don't talk me to death because I ain't ready to die. If you talk too much, I know you're bound to lie. Fly chick. If you want to meet the hip cat, oh boy, then the fly chick. Go out to 47th Street and that'll be solid kicks. Yes, yes. New dress. I asked the chick for a date. She said she had to have a new dress. When I left into a glimmer, I saw she was like the rest. These gals done got so hip, I'm afraid I'll have to let them be. Every time I ask one for a date, she said, what's in it for me? They try to be confidential, they ride around in a taxi cab. But I can tell when they're jiving because they got too much gift to give. Well, all right, don't talk me to death.
Yeah, Roosevelt Sykes, One More Time, 47th Street Jive. Of course, that was a big hit during the war years, just before or during the war years. with Andy Kirk and his orchestra, with June Richmond making a hit all over again, 47th Street Jive. That was Big Sid Catlett playing the drums from February 1941. Before that, we listened to Sykes as the Honey Dripper on the Decca label from March 1938 and Mistaken Life. Of course, I wish I had a dollar for everybody who managed to cover the first record we listened to, Nighttime is the Right Time, just with what Ray Charles did with it, made it another timeless classic, updated it for the 1960s. That was originally from April 1937. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. We've been listening to records, classic recordings by blues pianist Roosevelt Sykes, one of the real titans in blues composition. To take us on out, let's listen to this last one. Sykes did it in February of 1946. He managed to make records up to the time of his death in 1983. This one actually was taken by Charles Brown, Johnny Moore and the Three Blazes featuring Charles Brown, and they made a big hit of it. Here's Sykes' original recording. This is called Sunny Road, and we'll see you next hour.
Well, the war is over. I'm going back down that sunny road. Well, the war is over. I'm going back down that sunny road. I ain't get nothing in Chicago but my room and board. When I was making good, babe, you treated me like I was a king. When I was making good, you're treating me like a king. Now I ain't got no wall plant job, and my love don't mean a thing. Look out there, baby, do right. I'm gonna get my hat and coat. I got to go. I can see that green grass around my doorstep, down that sunny road. But when I'm gone, you can just cry your blues away.